Welcome, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of OC Spotlight, the only show that takes a look at the most incredible people doing the most amazing things right here in your own backyard. And this week, well, we have a story we've told before, but with somebody new to tell it. We're talking about the upcoming production of Disney on Ice that comes back once again. And joining us is one of their newest cast members. Welcome. Identify yourself here.
Richard Kemp.
Richard Kemp. All right. And you told me off air as we started to get ready for this. You're from New Zealand?
That's right.
New Zealand? They don't know Disney on Ice in New Zealand. How the heck did you get into this production?
Well, I started figure skating since I was young, and then I ended up traveling around to different countries to continue my skating career, and somehow I ended up on Disney on Ice traveling the world.
Oh, my goodness. So did you apply there or over here somewhere? How did you even find there was an opening for the cast?
Well, I competed internationally for many years, and then after I decided to take a break and I wanted to do shows, so then I contacted Disney on Ice, and then I got the job.
And they said, we need somebody from New Zealand. This is, we've had people on in years gone by. Every year they come through, and every year we give them a spotlight because I just think it's an amazing production here. Tell me again, now this is your first season with them?
Correct.
And what do you skate as? What characters do you portray in the upcoming production?
Well, I'm an ensemble skater, so one of the main scenes where you could see me is on the coronation, which is the ball and party where Elsa gets crowned as queen, and then a big dance, and then, yeah, and then I also do citizen roles and so on.
So for those who don't know and have lived in another planet or under a rock and haven't paid much attention, you must be the only person in the world that doesn't know that Disney on Ice is an amazing show. They present different... It's actually just, I thought it was just going to be like, you know, Mickey Mouse comes and skates around and then another character skates around. They're actually storylines from the movies. And this theme is all about what? Frozen? Is that the overall story to this one?
Yeah, correct. Our show is mainly the Frozen movie.
Right.
At the start, we have a little opening number with all your favorite Disney characters, but then we continue on and then we show... you know, your favorite scenes and moments and the story of Frozen.
Well, that one was so huge. And I confess, I must be, because I'm an old guy here. You know, I'm a grandpa. I don't know that I relate to the new ones as much as I do the Sleeping Beauty and Disney and all that. Mm-hmm. But I was blown away. My four-year-old grandson, we took him last year when he was three. He wasn't the only one. Every kid in the place goes nuts. They all know the songs. They all know the characters. They all know this, not just to this movie, but all the Disney movies. Talk about that. That kind of, you're portraying something that everybody knows and loves already.
Mm-hmm, correct. So, yeah, it's like you just already love Disney, and then you just get to immerse in the movie, pretty much.
Yeah, it brings it to life. And I thought, I'll be honest, I thought, on Ice, how good this could be. It's really incredible. What kinds of things will we see? You guys, I've seen other Disney on Ice shows, and over the last couple of years, we've given away tickets here at the station, and I've become a big fan of this because what you do on Ice is amazing to me anyway, that you can portray any of these characters' storylines, but it does add a certain other element to it. There's a beauty and grace, as my wife would say. There's an acrobatic element to it. There's special effects. There's sets. There's all sorts of stuff. What will we see in Frozen?
Yeah, like you mentioned, all of that. And it's not just skating, but the acting and all the lighting work and all the special effects is just truly amazing. So even if you're not a little kid,
right,
if you're an adult, I think the show is still very entertaining to watch.
I would agree. And I said this in years gone by. How many things can you take the whole family to where grandpa down to the grandkids are still going to get a kick out of it? I can't think of many. This is one of the few.
I'll go watch... musicals or whatever, I'd always fall asleep, but on Disney on Ice, I remember going as a little kid, just, you know, get excited for every moment.
Yeah, and we all know the characters, so what, you know, maybe my generation doesn't know the newer movies as much as we know the oldest, but there's always some interspersed characters, some little segments and stuff, so yes, Mickey's there, and all the others, mm-hmm. But it's more than just that, it's more than just the parade down Main Street, it is a storyline. And it mm-hmm. recreates favorite moments from the movies. Like in years gone by, they did it with Toy Story or they did it with Cars. Now they're doing it with frozen. Talk about that. I mean, that one seems the most logical. You're on a frozen surface. You're on ice. Does that make it any different? Does it make it more, bring it more to life, or is it not matter? It's just all make-believe anyway here.
Well, every show is amazing in its own way, but I think Frozen does bring a special...
It works on the ice because it's frozen. Well, yeah.
Perfectly.
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right. So, this particular version is going to pass through our area in Long Beach this year. It's been in Orange County a few times, but this version is coming through April 19th through the 29th. That's a long stay at the Long Beach Arena. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess it starts in Long Beach Arena, and then it goes out to Ontario to the Ontario Arena. Right. So you spend a few days in Long Beach and then a few days in Ontario out here. I'm sorry it's not going to come through the Honda Center. It's come through here recently, but for whatever reason, we couldn't make it on the list this time. How many shows, how many cities do you visit in this tour? How long are you with the, how long do they contract you players to play?
I think we started at the end of September, and then we're touring all the way through to mid-May. So I think it's like 9-8 months or so, 33 weeks, I think, on the road.
What is that like? I've asked other performers in other, as other productions have come through. I'm assuming by your voice you're young. And so it's exciting and you get to see the world. But it's also got to be kind of crazy. You're living out of a suitcase for 6 or 8, 9 months. Do you ever go home, or are you just on the road one city after another?
My home is far away, so I can't go home.
Yeah, no, not easily, right.
Traveling with a great cast is like a big family. We're all away from family, so we take care of each other. And it's a great experience and a great job to work.
I would think so. And you get to see the world. Now, this is going to you just travel within the United States, because there are other rotating companies that travel the world, I guess, right?
Well, Disney on Ice, I think we have 9 shows total worldwide, and a few of them will be touring the United States always, and then I think a few of them always go to Europe and Asia and South America, and always switching around.
And even New Zealand. You said you saw it as a child in New Zealand here. So I guess this is something, again, how many things have an international audience built into them? Obviously Disney does, but there aren't many things that the kids in Abu Dhabi or Afghanistan will react to the same way as they will here in our backyard, and Disney on Ice is one of those. I would think that just it has an universal appeal to it. The movies certainly do, the characters certainly do. How long have you, so you've been skating with them since September, this is your first tour. Any crazy stories, any funny stories? Tell us something you stuck out in your mind. Somebody did something wild or something happened and you just can't, you tell everybody about it. Could be a bad one. Maybe so occasionally they do fall on the ice. I'd be surprised at that, but they get right up and go back again.
Yeah, we're still human. We still make mistakes every once in a while.
Does the ice differ greatly from arena to arena? I mean, do you have to break it in and get used to it? I've heard hockey players say, oh, yeah, it's different to skate here than there. And I think it's all just ice, but no, it's different.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, some arenas, I think they're originally an ice rink, but some of them are just a stadium, and then we have to lay down new ice. So then that's the feeling of it, and then the size is always a little bit different. So during the beginning of the week, we'll always adjust and do rehearsals and get used to the new arenas just so you can perform.
And who stages? Obviously, they put this together and then they teach you the routine. Do they ever alter the routine over time and they say, that's just not working, too many people are falling, it's too hard, or there's a better way to do it or something? Do they adapt, or are you just stuck with it for the run of the show here?
No, I think when they first made the show, they just had great choreographers and amazing, talented people to make the show. So I don't think they've changed anything about the many years that they've performed Frozen.
Mm-hmm. So maybe they improve it or tweak it a little bit, but they've laid it down, and it's a proven commodity here, and people come out over and over again. Well, I tell you, for anybody listening to this show now or later as we repeat this in the next couple of weeks, Disney on Ice is worth seeing. Yes, it is, all you old grandpa guys like me who groan and say, I'm not going to go, I don't want to go, let my wife take the kids or whatever. No, it's pretty cool. And I don't know, I hate to admit it, but I found myself singing along to some of the songs and feeling like a kid again. But I also got a real kick out of watching my grandson. What a magical, like taking them to Disneyland. What a magical thing. Not just how you feel, but watching them, how they feel. How do you feel when you're out on the ice watching this whole world go crazy?
Yeah, I think the best part of being able to perform is just feeling the energy of the crowd, and especially when the kids, you know, they're screaming when you see characters and singing along. I can just hear it backstage, and it's just, you know, an incredible feeling.
When this goofy character, Olaf, who, again, I never saw the movie, but I quickly got educated, this giant snowman comes on, and the kids, my grandson just jumps up, and they all start screaming his name, and, you know, it's just, it's like a rock star to them. They're just rocking the whole thing, and there's obviously tons of kids there. And then I look at my daughter, who's 25, and she's singing all the songs. And I go, oh, my God, I remember when she was little and doing this. So it really is kind of a magical experience for people of all ages here. How long does this show run usually? It's like an hour and a half, I think, with a break or something, hour and a half, something like that.
Yeah, I think it's close to 2 hours, including the intermission.
Okay. And it goes by fast, so don't hesitate. Mm-hmm. It's something magical. So you guys seem to come through this market about twice a year. Something like that, as you rotate around. Yeah. Any other insights as to what we're going to see in the Frozen? What kind of, I know you don't want to give us the whole plot, but obviously it's about these two, for those who haven't, the five people like me who had never saw it, these two sisters, and they're sort of, you know, struggling with who they are and how, whether they're friends, and one's the queen and one sort of wants to be the queen, I guess, or something, and then there's this struggle that goes on, and one leaves and leaves the kingdom frozen, and the other sister has to go find her and say, stop this, and, you know, let's go back to making the world.
Yeah, I think even if you haven't seen the movie, I think you'll still enjoy the show if you come and watch.
That's why I guess I was getting it. I felt the need to kind of lay a little bit of it out, because I didn't know the story at all, and I thought, oh, I'll just be lost. No, it's pretty clear and pretty obvious, and it's
like
it's told well.
Like a movie on ice.
Yeah, it's like the movie on ice. Imagine that. And it comes to life so your kids can literally see it and experience it in a unique way. I thought the ice thing would be kind of weird, but it's not. It actually adds another sort of beauty and grace to it here. So, all right. Well, best of luck with the version of Frozen. Do you plan to, I know it's always up for renewal and other things, but is this something you plan on doing for a while? Because I've heard that people do this for years, and sometimes they get married to a castmate or something, and they continue to go on to do it. I just can't imagine this, but it really is a group of people who really seem to enjoy what they're doing and do become a big extended traveling troupe here.
I think, missing home is always a hard part, but then thinking of comparing the pros and cons, I just love touring, even though, sure, there are some tiring moments, but I'll be here for a while.
I know you loved competing, and I'm sure that's always number one in your heart, but if you're going to be a skater, this has got to be another dream come true to be able to participate in, because other than competing, I don't know how else you'd make a living skating, teaching, I guess, and stuff here. So this is another way to express your art and to do it in another way. Are most of the people who come into this from competitive skating, or are they just across the board? Some are just amateurs, and some are more professionals like you were.
The majority of them are all previous competitive skaters, but some people have actually decided to learn to skate so that they could work for the company.
Oh my goodness. I would never think that. Yeah. I'm going to go out and learn to skate just so I can be part of this experience here.
Yeah.
Well, what a cool thing. Thanks for calling in. Disney on Ice presents Frozen April 19th through the 29th, coming through our extended area, starting with the first, I don't know how many weekends are going to be in Long Beach, usually, but just a couple weekends, a weekend or two, I think, and then they go out to Ontario. But you go to the website, DisneyOnIce, as you'd expect, .com, DisneyOnIce.com, and you can find all about the tickets, you can find all about the stuff, and be prepared to buy some toys, because I'm telling you, when they leave, they want, I know this is going to sound horrible, but they want the cups, they want the Frozen drink cups, they want the Frozen this, the Frozen Olaf, and all that. And I'll tell you what, I was happy to buy all that stuff because it just reminds you again how much fun it was.
Well, thank you for having me. It was very fun.
Okay, and say hi to New Zealand. New Zealand is one of those places I've always wanted to go to. So many of my friends have, because all we know it is from Lord of the Rings, and it looks like a magical place.
It is, but it's always hard to find time to go somewhere so far away.
Yeah, it is. It's very far away. And just quickly, are you from the South Island or the North Island?
South Island.
The South Island. So like Wellington or the big...
More beautiful side.
Is that the more beautiful? Because it seems like it's almost like the Alps or something. They have, you know, giant fjords and giant mountains and all that other kind of stuff here. All right. Well, maybe someday you'll get to skate in your own home country. And wouldn't that be something to show everybody, your friends and family? Yeah, that would be cool. All right. Thanks so much for calling in. Once again, want to encourage everybody, remind them that Disney on Ice is coming through town again here. This is April of 2018. And if you haven't seen it, go see it. If you've seen it again, you'll want to see it again. Frozen at the Long Beach Arena, and later on out at the Ontario, the Citizens Bank Arena. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, once again, you've been listening to another episode of OC Spotlight, taking a look at the most incredible people doing the most amazing things. How about skating for a living? Disney on Ice, all over the world, all over the country. Only here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.